My topic this morning is making the most of every age. You may think that's a strange topic. Well, whatever your age today has great advantages. Have you found them yet? I really challenge you not to miss out on the age that you are now. Amongst this congregation, such a big crowd, I'm sure everybody is a different age. You are. And whether you're a young person or older, just enjoy the age you are. And that's what we're really talking about this morning. Age is a funny thing. Do you realize that the only time in our lives that we want to get older is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you are very excited about aging, and you think in fractions. How old are you, Sonny? I'm 4 and a half, nearly 5. And then when you get into your teens, now you can't hold back. You jump to the next number. You may be 16, but you're going on 21 maybe. Then the great day of your life arrives, 21. Yes, we've arrived. But then you're 30. Oh, life's going a bit faster. What happened here? You made a turn somewhere. You became 30. You turned 30. You're then approaching 40. Oh, hold on. Don't you find that time really flies so fast? Put on the brakes. And before you know it, you reach 50, half a century. But wait. You've then made it to 60. You didn't think you'd get there, but you became 21, turned 30, pushed 40, reached 50, and made it to 60. But now you've built up so much speed that you hit 70. And after that, it's a day-by-day thing. We hit Wednesday. Once you get into your 80s, every day is a complete cycle. You hit lunch, you turn 4:30, and you reach bedtime. And it doesn't end there. Into your 90s, you start going backwards. I'm 92 only. And then a strange thing happens. If you make it to 100, you become a little kid again. I'm 100 and a half. I've become very conscious of the years flying past recently, and I'm sure all of you have as well. I was very disgusted when the AA, Automobile Association, some years ago sent me a card to stick on my car window which said veteran, and I felt like sending it back to them. But they say you're getting older when three things happen. The first is you start losing your memory. The second, they say women are said to be more sensitive to age than men. The longest period in a woman's life is the 10 years between the time she's 39 and 40. And I was chatting to an elderly man the other day who said his greatest challenge in life was change. And isn't that a challenge? So we agreed that coping with change is so important. And the only unchangeable is, of course, God Himself. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We can know strength of character despite our frail humanity. Somebody quoted about that verse. We can show patience, endurance, and love for others in the midst of our discomfort. Despite our momentary troubles, we can press on, for we have glimpsed the glory that far outweighs them all. So if we want to get on top of things at any age that we are, we need to be growing spiritually. And that's the key to enjoying life and enjoying the age that you are at the moment. It is sometimes said of old people, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, that's an insult to an old dog. If you're not growing, you are stagnating. So friends, we need the stability of God in our lives. And you don't need to be told that. Aging is often a foreign concept to young people. Someone once said, growing older is mandatory, but growing up is optional. So may I ask you again, are you enjoying the age that you are now? Are you celebrating it, whatever age you are? You should be. Every age we go through has an advantage and something very special about it. Children should be encouraged to enjoy their childhood and not to grow up too fast and miss out, which often happens today as the speed of life just carries on so fast. Teens, enjoy those exciting years that you're in. Parents, enjoy each age of your children. They fly by so fast. And the Bible tells us that children are a blessing from the Lord. My youngest son phoned me some years ago and he said, "Dad, I'm going to go skydiving." And I had the heebie-jeebies about that. I've heard about things happening when people do skydiving. So I SMS'd him and said, "I don't want you to go skydiving." So he said, "Dad, don't worry. There's no free fall." So I phoned my oldest son, Stephen. I said, "Stephen, your younger brother wants to go skydiving." And he said, "Dad, you must give your children wings." And I said, "He doesn't need wings. He needs a parachute that opens." So enjoy your parenting. It flies by so fast as well. Then there's the Middle Ages. Change often happens fast. That's when you hold your tummy in and you join a gym. And I've done that several times. A few years ago, was on this bicycle machine and it had a fitness test thing, which I pressed the button and it said below average. So I said, "Well, I'm going to fix this thing." So I trained a bit more, and a few weeks later I did it again, and the result was poor. So we just got to keep going, and next time I go, I won't use that faulty machine. So we just got to hang in there, and at every attitude, it's about our attitude, isn't it? It's really about attitude. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31 tells us the following. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Then, of course, there's old age, which creeps up on us very fast. This is more applies to the person sitting next to you than yourself. They say you're getting older when you know all the answers, but nobody asks you the questions anymore. And I've noticed that happening to me. You walk with your head held high, trying to get used to your bifocals. And your children start looking as if they're going through middle age. You sit on the rocking chair and you can't get the thing to go. Or your pacemaker makes the garage door open when you watch a pretty girl go by. Or you bend down to tie up your shoelaces, and while you're down there, you look around to see what else you can do before standing up. But whatever your age, the key to victorious Christian living is God in the life of that person. Listen to the final few verses of Habakkuk. Chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights." We can measure our age really in three different ways. First is your physical age, and that sometimes is not so encouraging, but there is a positiveness to each age that we go through. Youth is really a very beautiful age. Middle age is an accomplishing age, and old age has a grandeur and a majesty of its own. When John Quincy Adams was a very old man, someone asked him how he was keeping. And he said the following, "Thank you. John Quincy Adams is very well himself, sir. But the house in which he lives, his body, is falling to pieces. Time and seasons have nearly destroyed it. The roof is well worn. The walls shattered. It trembles with every gale. I think John Quincy Adams will soon have to move out. But he himself is very well, sir." And I read this poem the other day. "They say that I'm growing old. I've heard them tell at times untold, in language plain and bold. But I'm not growing old. This frail old shell in which I dwell is growing old, I know full well. But I'm not the shell. What should I care if time's old plough has left its furrows in my brow? What though I falter in my walk, I still can watch and pray and talk. My hearing may not be so keen as in the past it may have been, still I can hear my Savior say in whispers soft, this is the way. So there's the physical age we measure our age by. And secondly, there's the mental age we measure ourselves by. You can get old young people, and you can get young old people. And age, as I mentioned, is the quality of attitude. You young people here this morning, and there are many of you, youth can often be very confusing, mixed up time. The teenage years are an age of discovery, the most dramatic age in your life, the most exciting, the most confusing as well. Often we have ups and often downs. The hormones do cartwheels. There are identity problems. There's pressure about major decisions in life, about your studies, your jobs, your future, your partner. Many voices calling from the world. But here are just two bits of advice to you. Be who you are, warts and all. Be real. Just relax and be honest with yourself. Be your age, not something else. Enjoy each year that you go through. It's okay to be just you. Accept yourself because God does. It's okay sometimes to be down and confused, but just be yourself. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says the following. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. And Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the beginning of that verse, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach. So enjoy and develop a cool relationship with Jesus and let Him be very real to you. The second thing for young people, develop mentors. We all need to do that. Find someone you can be exactly yourself with. Someone you can say to, I've messed up and I need some advice. Even Moses did that as he approached Jethro and said, help me. If it's your parent, then you've got a fantastic bonus. Everyone needs to be accountable, ideally, to another Christian. But above all, we're accountable to God. You young adults here this morning, seize the day, carpe diem. Live each day God has given you to the full, honoring God with your life. If you honor God, He's going to honor you, and that's been proven. One more word to young people. Your attitude to older folk is very important. Believe it or not, the Bible says in Leviticus 19:32, rise up in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God, and be patient with older people. We often don't understand what they're going through. There was a little mini minor car with an old lady with gray hair driving, and you know, you can just see the gray hair next to the steering wheel. And she went down the road and she put out her hand to turn right, and then she went like that. And the policeman stopped her and said, lady, what kind of signal is that? And she said, my officer, I was going to turn right and I changed my mind, so I rubbed it out. So we need to be patient with older people, don't we? And for you older folk, have patience and understanding with the youth. If the music's too loud, get earplugs. In Titus 2, older folk are told to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, sound in faith, love, and endurance, and to teach what is good. So you older folk here today still have a responsibility to the community, otherwise you wouldn't be here. God has a purpose for each and every one of you, no matter what age you are. Someone wrote, age is a quality of mind. If you have left your dream behind, if hope is cold, if you no longer look ahead, if your ambition fires are dead, then you are old. But if from life you take the best, and if in life you keep the jest, if love you hold, no matter how the years go by, no matter how the birthdays fly, you are not old. Several things can affect our mental age. Regrets. If we regret the past too much, it can really pull us down. We've all made mistakes. Look at Moses, Abraham, David. They all messed up. Peter, Paul, they all made huge mistakes. The secret is to learn from our mistakes and to carry on. God can use everything that happens to us for our good. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So forget the if-onlys. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Isn't that a wonderful verse? Another mental age effector is joys. Develop a joyful disposition in life. I came across a list of things to focus on to stay mentally young. The first is to keep busy. That's a great key to keeping young. Vitally important, keep busy. Secondly, keep cheerful friends. Thirdly, keep learning about all sorts of things. Keep your mind active. Learn about computers or crafts, gardening, whatever. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Number four, enjoy simple things. Enjoy simple things. Number five, laugh often, long and loud, cultivating a cheerful spirit. Number six, tears do happen. Tears do happen, so endure, grieve, and move on. Accept the bitter with the sweet. There are always others worse off than us. Number seven, surround yourself with what you love, whether it's family or pets or keepsakes or music or plants or hobbies or whatever. Number eight, cherish your health. Preserve it and improve it or get help. Number nine, don't take guilt trips. Believe what God has said. I have forgiven you. Your sin is as far as the east is from the west. They can't join. When you ask for forgiveness, God forgives you completely. Number 10, have time for other people. I read a very interesting survey the other day that was done. Somebody surveyed a few hundred old people, then 10 years later surveyed the same old people who were left. And they discovered in priority what gave them longer life. And we would all think, well, it's health and all those things, and they were there. But number two was the number of friends they had, which is quite surprising. And number one was their interaction with people, speaking to the petrol attendant, the postman, the milkman, the person over the counter, and just saying, how are you? Interacting with people seemed to have a way of keeping people interested and living longer. That's quite an amazing survey that came out. But we need to interact because we're here for other people, aren't we? Share your Christianity. And number 11, don't live in the past. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 tells us the following. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, Paul says. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And finally, number 12, tell the people you love that you love them at every opportunity. So the mental attitude is very important. So far we've looked at measuring one's age physically and mentally, but the most important is to measure your age by your spiritual progress. Your spiritual age is your most important age. It's worth more than anything else. When we face God one day, He will measure our spiritual maturity. It has nothing to do with your physical or mental age. Are you spiritually perhaps an embryo? Perhaps you haven't started in the Christian life yet, or you're just wondering what it's all about? Perhaps you're a young child in Christianity, not grown, perhaps you're a bit immature, perhaps you're more mature, you're growing fast, perhaps you are mature, Your Christian mentality relates to your heart and your attitude to God and your desire and effort to grow and please God and enjoy the present age that He's given you. And the fuel for spiritual growth is, of course, the Word of God that Paul so ably mentioned a little earlier. Imbibing God's Word and applying it to life. That's our book of directions, of instructions. It will affect our mindset. It will affect our understanding of life, our faith, our love, our peace. We will understand death. There will be an assurance of the meaning to life. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Read it daily. Hebrews 4:12 tells us the word of God is living and active. It's not just a book. It's life itself. John 6:68 tells us that this is the word of eternal life. God's word is our food for abundant living. But of course we need other aspects in the Christian life as well. We need prayer to pray. Hope you pray daily. I'm sure you do. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in us. We need to have fellowship, which you're doing this morning. Well done. We need our church. Very important. We need our witness in this world, which is mainly your life. People see it. Whatever your age, Jesus said, "I've come that you may have life and have it to the full at every age." A great many people who are worried about adding years to their life should be adding life to their years. So does aging concern you? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What are you going to do with it? It's never too late to change. And we all can improve. So to live more abundantly, no matter your age, take your eyes or your attention off yourself. That's the key. And focus on the Lord. Realizing three things. I'll close with these. You cannot live without God to have any meaning to life, to have any purpose, to have that peace. Number two, you cannot die without God. Number three, you only meet God through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Relationship, that's the key. Everybody in this world is religious. Everybody believes in something, and is craving for something. That's religion. Religion is spelled D-O. It's what you do to try and earn your way to God. You do good works. That doesn't get you to heaven. You come to church. That doesn't get you to heaven. Do all sorts of things. But Christianity really is a relationship. It's saying, "God, I want a relationship. I want to be part of you." You become a family. You see, friends, there's a great God up there. Cynthia, my wife, was having an ear problem, so we went to the ear doctor last week, and on his desk was a picture of the human ear and all the intricacies. And I just looked at this, and I shook my head, and I said, "It's impossible that that just happened by chance. The way that whole thing works, it couldn't just happen from a blob of jelly on the beach. No, there's a great God. There's a great mind. And He's holy and He's perfect. And we are very imperfect. I don't have to tell you that. I muck it up every day. And God can have nothing to do with imperfection. And that's the problem. There's a barrier between us. But God loves us so much and created us to have fellowship with Him that He solved the problem. He came to earth as a man. He's God. He can do anything. And we're going to celebrate that in a couple of weeks' time, in Easter time. He came to earth as the man Jesus Christ, that perfect man that didn't deserve to suffer. But He took upon Himself your sin and my sin. And He was nailed to the cross. And He paid the penalty for that sin. But He rose again, conquering death and giving us new life. And all that we have to do is say, "God, I don't understand everything, but I understand You, my Creator. I mess it up. You came to earth for my sake. You paid my penalty, and I want that relationship with You." It's saying, "God, come into my life. I give You myself. I'm not perfect by any means, but God accepts You as You are, and He forgives you, and you come into that relationship, and you walk with Him." Do you know that relationship this morning? If you were to die tonight, would you go to heaven? Can you say yes for sure? If you got to heaven and God said, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" What would you say? "I've been a good person. I've been to church a couple of times. I've done this and that." No. He'll say, "Do you know me?" Do we know Him? And that's the relationship. And friends, at any age you are at the moment, whatever your age is, you can be fulfilled in that age with a relationship with God. But without God, It's just a number. So I just want to check again, or perhaps check yourself, that are you in that relationship? That's the most important thing in life. Maybe there's someone here who's not sure. After the service, there are people who come up to the front and would like to chat to you or pray with you or answer any questions in these front rows. That's always available every Sunday morning service, and take advantage of that. But speak to somebody about it. But may you enjoy the age that you are at the moment to the maximum, because God is with you and you have that relationship and you have His power and His peace and His purpose and a reason to live and no fear of death and His peace with you all the time. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank You that You've brought us to this spot in each of our lives, the age we are. Help us to make the most of that age, this year that You've given us. And Lord, may we know Your presence, each one of us, in a very special way. And Lord, if there's anyone here who's doubting their relationship with You, if they can't say, if I were to die today, I'd go straight to heaven. Lord, may that person have no peace until they just come and say to You, Lord, accept me, and You will do that. Forgive me, and You will do that. So, Lord, I pray for anyone here who's doubting this morning that You'd help them to find Your peace, to just open themselves simply to You and accept You as their Savior and friend and great God. Lord, we thank You. We pray that You'd help us to make the most of every aspect of our lives, every day You give us. May we have many more. We'd love to have that. But You have a great plan for each one of us. So bless us as we continue. And Lord, may we be faithful to You as You are faithful to us. And enjoy every day. Enjoy the age we're in. Make the most of it. And be joyful. And really celebrate with You as You take us ahead. We thank You and praise You. In Jesus' name, Amen.